Hey folks, Dan Furrier here with your market update for April 26, 2024. What a day we had yesterday. Mortgage rates spiked to the highest levels we've had since basically November. Why? Well, there's a disconnect in the market, folks, and that's what we're going to talk about at this time. So these are the top six products people use when they're buying their first house. These rates are going to change once again and maybe dramatically. So let's get over to the news and why that's going to happen. Well, yesterday we had some numbers out, and they're right through here. And this is what shocked the market. Okay, so let me explain those. And then let me explain to you what came in today that's kind of going to balance out these numbers. So yesterday we had the GDP. How much production actually does the U.S. produce? Okay, the numbers went from 3.4 to 1.6. Dismal. That means the manufacturing is just crashing. Okay, that's not good news for the stock market, for companies, for people working. Because if production is dropping, that means we don't need as, you know, most likely the manufacturers know we don't need as much stuff because people aren't buying as much stuff, so that's what would cause manufacturing to drop. However, the consumer keeps buying and buying and buying, and those are in other reports that we have. So there's a big disconnect there. The next thing is initial jobless claims. The Federal Reserve keeps coming back and saying we need the employment numbers or the unemployment numbers to spike up so people can stop spending as well, bringing down inflation. Well, that's also not happening. So yesterday, the manufacturing tumbled off a cliff. Employment numbers are fantastic, but we had another piece of the puzzle, which is called the PCE deflator. Now, the PCE deflator is basically, think of it as a precursor to the PCE report that we got this morning. So yesterday, we got a kind of a precursor to this number, and it was a little bit hotter than expected. So with dismal growth in the economy, with employment numbers or the unemployment numbers still okay, we had the PCE inflator saying, okay, inflation is starting to go back up again. So the expectations were today's PCE, the true PCE number that came in today, was going to be hotter than expected. Okay, so let me put this in the context. Yesterday, we had a precursor of the inflation numbers we got today. Okay, that number came in a little bit hotter than expected. So you would otherwise just think, okay, the PCE for today is going to be hotter than expected because it basically is already pre-forecasted. Well, that wasn't the case, which you could see right through here. So here's the PCE month over month and year over year. So when I first woke up this morning, I saw this number. 2.8 was the previous PCE year over year. It was expected to go down to 2.6, but it stayed steady at 2.8. Okay, when I saw this, I'm like, there's going to be a little bit of a disconnect there. Will we have a pullback like we did yesterday? But then we got the month over month. Okay, this number, previous number was 0.3. It was expected to come in at 0.3. And it came in at 0.3. So now everybody's like, whew, we dodged a bullet there. So year over year, it's stagnant. Month over month, it's stagnant. The Federal Reserve now doesn't have to really increase rates again to cool the economy because it looks like it's cooling. So let's get over to see what the bond market's doing on this data. So right here, we have bonds, okay? The mortgage-backed security bond. This bond trades on Wall Street. Why we follow this bond is because the mortgage-backed security bond is the biggest piece, the yield on the bond is the biggest piece of your mortgage rate. So as this bond yield goes up, your yield's going to go up on your mortgage. Well, what's happening right now is the MBS prices are up. So here's what's happening, or here's what normally happens in a normal market. When we have political uncertainty, world uncertainty, GDP numbers coming down, and everything else, usually people flee to safety. What does flee to safety mean? Well, normally what it means in the stock market is you sell off your equities and you buy bonds. Okay, so what would happen is if the economy is doing real bad, like yesterday, you saw the Dow Jones and everything crashing down 500-600 points. So you would expect the money to come out of the stock market, the risky assets, and go into bonds, pushing up bond prices. Okay, let me explain that. If you're taking your money out of the stock market and you need an investment to put it in, you don't want to sit it in cash, you'll buy bonds, okay, to get a yield. Okay, so that's what normally happens when the stock market is uncertain. You have GDP that's falling off a cliff, so you know companies' earnings are probably going to start coming down. So what should you do with your money? Well, you should pile into bonds. Well, thus would push up the prices of bonds, because here's what happens. If something is more attractive than something else, you put your money into it. What happens when you start pushing a bunch of money into something, an investment? The price goes up. Okay, so when you see the bond market right through here, the price goes up because people are pulling out of stocks right now into bonds. You're seeing this. MBSs are up 26 right now. That means mortgage rates are going to come down probably about 0.8%. So we might be getting back exactly what we had yesterday. So that's the correlation between the markets right now. The other thing that's driving the Fed nuts is corporate profits. you know, production seems to be down, but people keep spending, and you can see that right through here. Stock futures jump on big tech blowout. Investors, not that one, AbbVie lifts profits. No, profits are lifted. Microsoft's, their investments are paying off. Stock rises as inflation rates thing. Exxon's mobile drops, but then you see Exxon mobile drops 28%. They missed, but then you have Chevron tops estimates. Okay, so that's what you're starting to see. You see most of these things, they're exceeding their expectations on their stocks. So people are like, okay, there's certain stocks I want to buy, so I don't want to completely get out of stocks and buy bonds. There's a complete disconnect right now, folks. So that's the really hard part of figuring out what in the heck's going to go on with mortgage rates. And this is also what's affecting the Fed, because they came out at the beginning of the year, said there's going to be 3 rate cuts. Then they came back and said there's 2 rate cuts. Then there's not going to be rate cuts until the end of the year. So we're expecting rate cuts at the fourth quarter this year now based on the data that we're getting. So that's basically my news for today. So let's get over to, again, let's see how the markets are doing. We have the MBSs still up 26. That means the rates are going to come down about 0.8%. And that's what we're seeing for today. So relax, folks out there. The markets are starting to stabilize a little bit. And so let me tell you who I am. Okay, so I do these videos every day to educate you guys on what the markets are doing, why they're doing what they're doing, and everything else. But what I am is I'm a loan officer. I'm actually a loan officer at ServBank. We just changed names from Allied First Bank. Actually, we got bought out, but we're also one of the country's largest mortgage brokers. Okay, so I would love to help you. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I'd love to help you if you're out there trying to navigate, should you buy, should you not buy, should you rent? That's not my part of this. I'll give you the data and the tools you need to make a prudent decision. But if you've decided, you're like, okay, my income's good, my credit's good, I plan to establish, you know, my family needs somewhere to live long term, we'd like to buy a house, okay? Two things I want you guys to do. First off, check and see if there's a grant available for you, okay? That's the first thing. These grants, we have three of them up there. What they're going to do is there's three grants. One's 2% of the purchase price of the property. One will give you $5,200, but the other one will give you up to $10,000, okay? There's no paybacks on this. There's no repercussions of this. You can use this money as a down payment or closing costs. So check it out. See if you qualify. That'd be the number one thing that I would check and have you do. Number two, don't disqualify yourself, okay? Talk with us. There's only three people here that you're going to consult with. We don't have a call center. You're going to talk to me, Alan, or David. We would love to work with you to see, can you qualify for a house in this market? And then we can also help you, you know, vet realtors for you, help you with your credit and a bunch of other things. How do you do that? Well, click the apply now button right up through there. It's going to have you put in an application. Then you're going to schedule an appointment with us for a consultation call. It's going to be 2-3 minutes or longer, depending on how many questions that you have. And then you're off and running. So if you'd rather call us, or you put in an application, you're like, hey, Dan, I haven't heard from anybody. We recently changed over our complete computer systems. So if that's the case, please give us a call. What number do you call? We'll scroll down to the bottom of our website, theRateUpdate.com. There's our number, 844-775-5626, or you can email me directly at Dan@TheRateUpdate.com. Thanks so much for watching, guys. I hope you learned something today. If you did, don't forget to subscribe right over there. And otherwise, hope to see you here next Monday for more information in regards to real estate. Have a fantastic weekend. See you then. Bye-bye.